Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, Whitney Houston and the Georgia Mass Choir.
I love the Lord. He heard.
Before we come on tonight, God bless you. This is Carlos Angeles tonight. We're looking at storms that's in Houston, Lake Charles down in New Orleans, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and down in Yazoo City, Mississippi, Greenville, Mississippi, down to Tuscaloosa, Sweetport, Jackson, Mississippi. Storms and tornadoes are hitting those areas as I speak now. Right now, we have lightning storms down in New Orleans, Lake Charles, Alexander, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And when you come up Sweetport, I'm on I-20. Sweetport, Jackson, Monroe, all the way to Texas. The weather is very bad, and lots of rain down in Monroe, and lots of rain down in Homer, Louisiana, and Bastrop, all down through there. Right now, they're under tornado watch in down in Yazoo City, Mississippi. The lady just called me to tell me that. You know, I want to say to you tonight, those that are listening, God is still in control of things. We just come out of the eclipse. And what the eclipse represents? Flooding, storms, tornado, all kinds of weather. Here's a scripture I want to share with you. Now, this is Cosmo's ancestors. And I want to tell you, Maggie, that called me, your mother in the spirit world, she told me to tell you all is well. Brother Dwight, I'm praying for you and your mother and father in the spirit world. They said, don't sell the property. Stay with the property. As I cross over the night, I say, with the ancestors, as they speak, I say it, that would be storms, floods, tornadoes back to back. That would be floods in the Midwest. We could have flash floods in Monroe, flash floods down in Homer, and flash floods going up to Minden, all through the South. And right now we're in storm weather in Yazoo City, Mississippi, and all through Jackson, on all the way through I-55, they're showing that bad weather. And I say that weather will be back to back. I want to say to you tonight, you that got your pencil and paper, Psalm 85, Psalm 74, Psalm 65, and Psalm 23. God is able to lift you out of what you're in. I'm praying for you, Mother Scott. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott, Tanya Scott. I'm praying for you, Sister Willa, who called me. And I want you to know tonight, all the way, I'm talking about the trillion dollar flow. As we come into the night, and the tree, as we cross over the ancestors. And you want to know, what is the ancestors saying, Bishop? They saying all is well. I'm praying for you, 8974. I see a breakthrough coming for you, but you have to stay still. And I want to tell you, 30, 48, 4, Psalms 21, you need to read. You can break out of some stuff that you're tied up in. Okay? I want you to get ready. I'm praying for you, Sister Rose. And Peaches, I'm praying for you. Net, I'm praying for you. The whole family, I'm praying for. I got a message tonight for everyone listening. And if you obey what I tell you to do, you will get the financial blessing that you need. You will get the healing that you need. And God will uplift you. It's 50 degrees in Chicago right now. It's 67 degrees in Detroit, Buffalo 67. Louisville, and we're just looking at some of the weather across the country where you might understand what's going on. Boston is 61, New York 66, and you have to understand Chicago is 61 right now, Louisville 62, Detroit 51. Get ready. I'm praying for you, Sister Mary Hawkins. I'm praying for you tonight so you can just come on. But I want to say all the good. I want you tonight to listen to what I have to say to you, Crossroad Ancestor. I'm not Crossroad Ancestor. Sister Frances, Mother Carey said everything's going to be all right in your vibration. And I want to tell you, Brother Wayne, I see your father saying that things will be all right for you. Stay in school. Sometimes we lose our bearing where we need to go. Right now, we're praying for people, Jackson, Mississippi, coming to 55, down in Brandon, all down through Mississippi where it's raining and storming. And when we get over to I-20, we got flood warning in Monroe, flood warning going into Texas and Jackson and Vicksburg, all the way into Monroe, all the way to Sweetport, in Houma and Minden, there is storm warning right now. I just want to share that with you. Well, you might know what's going on as we go into our show tonight. All is we are crossing over with the ancestors tonight. I feel it's a need to understand what happened with the eclipse. The eclipse was the sun and the moon passing by each other, but it's supposed to have a cleansing. Out of that, it's supposed to do better. Things supposed to happen to you. I want to thank you, Mother Frances, down in New Orleans. There's a lot of lightning down in New Orleans right now. And Mama Joe was talking about a loss of rain in Houma. And Sarah was telling me in Monroe, Louisiana, a loss of rain, and they might have floods there. I want you to get with tonight as we cross over Ashe Ashe. Maybe you know. When I say cross over with the ancestors, and they have something to say to you. And if I give you a message from that, Betty, that message is for you. A bright star, I'm praying for you all is well. Sometimes you have to take the time out, let God give you, open up a door. And you say, well, Bishop, why? Because you don't obey God. You have other stuff on your mind and you don't listen to the word of God, okay? And when you listen to the word of God, he's going to give you knowledge and wisdom to let you know what happened. I'm praying for you, Prophet Lorraine, Mother Wade, I'm praying for you. All is well tonight. As I get ready, I want you to get your pencil and paper out. Psalms 119. Read it east, west, north, and south. And as you read it four ways, that would be a miracle blessing for you. Mary Hawkins, I just sat down and your mother came in the vibration to say, all is well. Your healing is taking place as I speak right now. So all is well. Now I want you to get ready tonight as I get ready to give you a message. Sister, I want to tell you, Sister Pearl, I'm praying for you. I haven't heard from you in a minute. Sometimes you've got to let go and let God. And, after you let go and let God, something good will happen for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Whitney Houston and the Georgia Mass Choir.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry, and pitied every wrong. Lord, hasten to I'll hasten to his throne.
I want to give you a little weather report. Those that in Monroe, Louisiana, those in Little Rock, those that we having a little weather. I want to give you a report from Dallas to Jackson to Monroe, New Orleans, Alexandria. And I want you to be able to be involved in this weather because the weather is cutting up. So the sugar cut up. Now, what I'm saying tonight, it's flooding down in Yazoo City and some parts we're gonna have flood down Yazoo City, Homer, down in Ruston. All through there, Minden is like that. So I want to tell you that in that area, make sure you're on high ground, okay? What happened with that? So right now, they got rain and coming out of Jackson, going into Pittsburgh, all the way into Monroe, into Sweetport, and some of the places are going to be flooded tomorrow. So you got animals, take them to high ground. If you got low yet they can move because there's a flood going on, and then we got thunder and lightning down in New Orleans. So this is some of the weather that's going on in the South. I just want you to know that, that some of the weather with mass floods. So if you got something, you need to put it up high, up on a hill or something, because that's happening. And that's happening as I speak tonight. This is Bishop Turner Cousins of our ancestors. I want you to read Psalms 109, east, west, north, and south. Get ready for a breakthrough for you. In Yazoo City, the girl told me they would have tornado warning. Some part of Jackson and Brandon, tornado warning. Down in Lexington and down in Durant, they was talking about some storms in that area. And I'm praying for you tonight. I want to thank you that Sister Scott, that got good news. God always bring good news to them that wait on him. And I want to say all is well. Yes, all is well. I want to get ready tonight in order to give you. Now, they asked me, Bishop, what's going to happen with the eclipse? All it is, God is still in control of things all over the world. And storms, floods, steady coming. It ain't stopped because man got to be obedient to God. It's a shame. It's a master. The people, the master, is killed over in Egypt. I mean, over in Israel. Well, they done bombed the houses, people in tents, people starving. God don't like that. Over in Russia, killing some part of Africa, they flooded. God said high, and God looked low. I say. I want you to get ready for God to bless you and get ready for God to open up a special door for you this year, 2024. It might seem like you can't make it. I'm praying for you, Mother of Night. I'm praying for you, Mother of Corn. And I want to tell you, I was talking to Mama Jo earlier. We were just talking about some of the stuff that's going on. You got to stay focused. God to do something special for you. And when you do that, let me say this tonight. Good news. Somebody receiving positive news. Somebody received a breakthrough tonight. Pray a little later on. But as I pray for the anointing. I say your ancestors. I pray for a breakthrough for you right now. I pray for God to deliver you to another level. Like the lady said, I'm walking on sunshine. When you're walking on sunshine, you're walking on the power of the Almighty God. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Prophet Johnson always was saying, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Bishop taught you to say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I don't care what the test may be, God will see you through if you let go and let God. I'm praying for you right now. I'm praying that the door closed will open up and you don't know the way. God is the way. You ask not because you have not. I want to ask a question this evening. What have you asked God for? I'm praying for you, Brother Joe. Lisa, I'm praying for you. And those that have called for prayer, as I pray for you, those that are in the middle of the storm, down in Greenwood, those that's in the middle of flooding. I'm praying that God will still keep you. With all that's going on, God is still in control. And I want you to know tonight, God got your back. He's showing the water is high, going down to Texas, all down Yazoo City, all down through there, Natchez, Mississippi, all down through there. The water is kind of a lot going on. But I want you to know tonight, God is in control. What you need, God got. What you want, God got. I'm going to do it for you. But tonight, I want to decree your miracle breakthrough. When I talk about miracle breakthrough, I talk about the ancestors. That means that somebody that's in the spirit realm wants you to do better. That somebody in the spirit realm wants you to have the truth. That's what God will do for you, quick, fast, and in a hurry. The reason you won't step back and let God take care of his business. I want to let you in the spirit of raininess, if you repent, God forgive me. And Exodus 14:14, put it down, Mary. Exodus 14:14. If my people, okay, see, Exodus 14:14, God said, step back, Moses, let me handle it. And then when you read where it says, if my people are called by my name, I'm their separate pray, I will bless the land. But you got to repent. He said, Moses, step back. Exodus 14:14, read it. God wants you to stop putting yourself in it and put God in it. You know, some of you, well, you hold your hand tight, don't nothing come in, nothing go out. But I'm praying tonight for a breakthrough for you. I'm praying tonight for deliverance for you. I'm praying tonight for you begin to walk upright, saying all is well. In all that ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. And you want God to direct you to another level. I'm praying for your mother, Sister Wade. Praying for family members that lost loved ones. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I want you to get ready for 2024 to be a blessing for you. This is the year of blessings. This is the year of breakthrough. This is the year of God giving you more knowledge and more wisdom. This is the year to tell somebody you love them and tell them it's going to be all right. Get out of the negative and go to the positive. All is well. Every door closed will be open up. And I'm looking tonight for doors to be open up. I'm looking tonight for new jobs, new resumes. Renee, I'm praying for you. Regina, I'm praying for you. Sherry, I'm praying for you. God bless you right there in Ruston. I'm praying for you, Sister Jean, right there in Nashville. I want you to know tonight that God will release and open up doors for you. I want to invoke the angels right now down in New Orleans. They got lots of thunder and lightning and lots of rain. They got rain down in Texas and rain down in Sweetport. 11 by 40, and they got rain down in Beaumont. So you're going to get the rain in Yazoo City, Mississippi, Jackson, Brandon, all the way across the river, going into Monroe, going in all through there. You're going to get that rain all the way into Monroe, all the way into Homer and Ruston, and all the way into Freeport and Bossier City and Minden and Homer. You're going to get the weather, because the weather is right now, as I speak, is going strong. So thank God that things working for you. And thank God that every door closed will open up. So I want you to know tonight, I say, now if you got a question you want to ask about a loved one, press 1 on your phone, and I'll cross over with you. I was crossing over one day, she got scared, she said, I can't cross over. The reason she can't cross over, she can't change. Your ancestor is there to help you. Your ancestor is there to give you strength and take you to the next level. That's what your ancestors done. And I want you to walk on. I see $1 trillion. I see money.
Flood warnings out.
So you're going to have flood warning in that area. That's the area that we are talking about now. I want to say to you, Exodus 14:14, God says, step back and let me fight your battle. First, you got to repent. And after you repent, God will fight the battle. He told Moses, step back. Let me fight to them. And I want to tell you tonight, according to the ancestors, there's many things going to happen, many things you can see that happen. Because of so much of evil that's going on. And we are praying that God would deliver us from the evil man, the evil woman, from the negative energy of Lucifer, and bring us into Michael, Raphael, Bobby, and the archangels that would keep us down in Morgan City. I'm just looking at some of the Baton Rouge, the storm, some part of Atlanta, some part of Georgia, some part of Alabama, and some part of Tennessee. So we're looking at Mississippi, Alabama, and we're looking at some of the storms that come. It ain't going to last, coming and going. And I want you to understand the power of the Almighty God and the power of what's going on tonight. And I want to tell you, now, I see somebody got their hand up. 30-30, I see your hand up. What you want? No, your parents are in the spirit world. Can I call their name? Brother Don is your father. And your mother is May Francis. And they want you to continue stay in school. Okay? And they don't want you to move to Dallas where you want to go. They said, stay right there in Baton Rouge. That's where your blessing lies. I share. That's your mother and your father. Thank you, kind spirit. 23-23, I see your hands up tonight. You want to know what your daddy's saying? Well, let's get the name of your daddy. So you want to know what your dad's name? George is your father, right? Okay. George just want you to see about the family business. Property, the wood, the timber on the land. And he want you to see about the land and see about the timber on the land. That's your father, George, okay? When I see him coming to you. So he want you to be able to take care of the land. I shake. When I cross over with the ancestors, some of you don't want to hear what they have to say. I don't know what they're going to say to me. Whatever they said to me, I'm going to give it back to you. I say. I just thank that God labor. I'm praying for you all the way in Africa. Sister, I just see a sister in Africa. I'm praying for you tonight. And over in Kenya, over in South Africa, and I'm praying for you and that everything will be in divine order. Thank you, kind spirit. I say. Everything divine order. I'm praying that every door closed that would open up and that would be a blessing for you. And as we pray for your healing and your deliverance, Gene, I'm praying for you over in Africa that everything's going to be in divine order. Nelly, I'm praying for you over in Nashville, Tennessee. And I want to tell you, all is well. And I want to tell you tonight, God got a blessing with your name on it. if your name on the blessing that God got for you, can nobody get it? Because it belongs to you. So don't worry about nobody getting what God got for you. He got what God got for you is for you. I'm praying for those people in the wake of that storm tonight down in Houston, in Dallas, all through the South, the flood and the storm right there in Jackson, Mississippi, right there in Lexington and Durant, and some part of Nashville, some part of Memphis, Tennessee, and in the Delta, Greenwood, Greenville. I'm praying that everything will stay in divine order for you. God will take things to the next level. Ashe. Tonight is the night that we cross over our ancestors. And what that really means, they want to communicate with you, to you, about you. You have not, because you ask not. What you want God to say to you, to your ancestors, Ashe. And whatever you want him to do or say, it will come true. Thank you. And the door that closed, God will open up. Every door that closed, God will open it up. Give you a new way. I want to tell you tonight, I'm picking up a spirit of somebody being sick, but God is going to heal them. Now, if you got a need, go to my website and say, go to the Seed of Abraham, yolasite.com, and go to PayPal and make a donation, or go to Cash App and make a donation to our ministry. If you got a need, plant a seed. Whatever you see for your need is going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to thank Bo, that son of seed. And you said, well, bitch, I'm son of seed. I'm going to get ready to pray that God release a great financial blessing in healing and deliverance. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, Father God, we come tonight to heal every man, every woman, every those that are on the air. Somebody in need of a healing in their head. Somebody need a healing in their body. Father God, we come tonight. I say, our ancestor. We call our ancestor and our angel, Michael, Raphael, Bobby, and all the archangels to come and guide them to the next level. Come and uplift them with good news. God, I know you can. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of the universe, the God that created all things, that sit in the seat, and the angels all around them. We've seen the eclipse. What it means? It means that God is in power. And God is in control. Whatever you need, you ask God. Whatever you want, God needs a healing in that throat. Somebody needs cancer moved. Somebody needs cataracts moved. Somebody needs tumors moved. Father God, we ask you to move cancer, high blood, low blood. Father God, we ask you tonight to touch that wayward man, that wayward boy, those on drugs, alcohol, those that can't shake it. I plead the blood of Jesus, and I call on the angel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and all the archangels to go forth and heal in the name of the ancestors, east, west, north, and south. Wherever you might be tonight, I claim your healing. Whatever been happening to you, I claim the swelling in your legs, your knees, I claim the pain in your heart is gone. I claim the headache is gone. I feel revelation knowledge. I feel that the eclipse brought cleansing to the body, mind, and soul. It opened up a new door for me and you to serve the Creator. Let us know God is still God, and God is still in control. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. You have not because you ask not. All you got to do is tell God what you want. I'm praying for you, Mother Rose. I'm praying for you that called me. And you said, Bishop, I need prayer. As I pray, I just see the anointing. Good news. Thank you, Cassie. I want to tell you, Mary, good news. Mary Hawkins, good news. Mary, good news. Whatever you need, I'm praying for you, Sister Delta. I see a door open up for you, Delta. I see God's going to open up a door and bring more finance to your business. And I want to say to you, Brother Carr, I want to let you know God is able to lift you up. And I want to tell you tonight, if you got a made up mind and you're walking with God, every door closed, the eclipse is gone. It's just a warning to let you know God is God. Whatever you might be, God is in control. So don't get caught up in the eclipse. Be caught up in the word of God. Get caught up that God will heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. I just claim that God is going to do something, a miracle, some of you tonight, those that listen, God going to do a miracle, quick, fast, and in a hurry. I just see that. I'm the beginning, I'm the end. Don't look no way of, I am first and the last and the only one. I'm Alpha Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. And I just want you to know tonight, God got a special blessing. You say, well, what's happening? Sometimes you have to step back in that. Preachers, you have to step back and let God take care of business. You say, I want to do it myself. Sometimes you have heart attacks, strokes, you have conditions, and you can't get healed because you ain't stepped back and repented and say, God, heal my body. God, heal my mind. God, open up a door where I might be able to help somebody else. It's in, see, Ezekiel was in the valley of the dry bones. Before they put him in there, they blinded him. So he was a blind man in the valley with nothing but dry bones. Couldn't see nothing. He had to go by the Spirit of the Almighty God. And some of you have to go by the Almighty God. The prodigal son said, give me what Paul to me, I'm ready to go. He was out of his mind. But he wanted to know what the world had for him. Some of you have lost your mind because you're not walking in faith. You're not walking in the power of God. The flood in California, the rock slide, and all that happening down in Baker, all around the rain. Just keep on raining. And I want to let you know God is still in control. God still called the shot. Say somebody. As I pray, I shake, I shall answer. Somebody just walked by me and waved their hand, and I say, I say. I feel some of the answers is coming. And it's in all is well. I feel somebody tonight, their answers are telling them, stay the course, don't change. Stay and your wife will be healed. I'm just speaking to somebody and they're saying your wife will be healed. Okay. And some of this stuff is because of your ability not staying true to your wife, and you went out seeking the other, and that's what broke this on. That's some of the stuff happened. You got to get ready for God to open up a new door for you. You got to get ready for God to do something that he never did for you, and for him to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Okay. Texarkana, Greenville, Sweetport, Jackson, Monroe, Alexander, and down in Hattiesburg, and down in Huntsville, and Houston, Lake Charles, and New Orleans. That's some of the storms that have been hitting.
is about to be a thing of the past. But you know what I tell them? I say, if you get in trouble, you're going to have to go back to the same old music. If you walk in the doctor's office and he tell you you got 6 months to live, the hip-hop ain't going to help you. You're going to have to fall down on your knees every now and then and say, I need, help me say, the old. You know, it gets dark sometimes, but when it gets dark in your life, the sun can be shining, but it can be dark in your life. Oh, y'all want to hear this? When it gets dark in your life, you can reach back, go down Old School Boulevard again, and come back up and get this message. Shine. Let the light. This is what I was raised on. Run.